What's that expression, Dr. Werwell, used to say something like, I get so blessed, I think God mixed me up with somebody else. Remember that? You know, I feel that way sometimes. The things that God has done for us, it's got to be the mercy of God, doesn't it? But sometimes we just think, he must have mixed us up with someone else. He's blessed us so much. Well, Deuteronomy chapter 6, please. Dinner at the Cacciolato's house. Pass me the pasta fazool. Oh, and let's do number 24 right now. Chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. It's always such a pleasure and a privilege to share God's word. It kind of amazes me. I sometimes think, what was God thinking? That he would allow us to handle his word. Just unbelievable, isn't it? Deuteronomy chapter 6, please look at verse 3. Let's start with verse 3, yeah. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, some of you are still turning. It's on page 247 in my Bible, if that helps anyone. All right, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is three God. Oh, no, sorry. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now, these are the words from God to his people. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Do you know what this frontlets is? You know what it's talking about? This is a custom that they had. They would take pieces of scripture in parchment of the law, and they would write these out, and they would put them into this little box. And this little box they would tie right about here on their left arm if they were right-handed. And it had kind of like these ties that went around. I think there were like seven of them or something. But anyway, it was a reminder to them of God's word. And then they had this other one, the head one. They also call these phylacteries. You see that also in the Bible. And it would be put right here. And they had it tied with this cord that went down like this and came down the front. And anyway, that's what this frontlets between thine eyes. It was to remind them of the presence of God, that God was with them and that God was going to take care of them. And so as they went to prayer, and that's the time that they would wear these, they would have that reminder. Whatever they did, whatever they thought, it was God's word. That's what God wanted them to do. That's what it says here. Okay, verse 9. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. You know, we do the same kind of thing today, don't we? We, a bunch of us, have tattoos with scriptures. You know, in my house, there's nowhere in my house that you can go and get away from the scriptures. They're on every wall. You can't even go to the bathroom without getting away from the Holy Scriptures. And it's really something. I was thinking about it. You know, we used to have in our bathroom, we used to have that one. Now we have like three or four things. Liz takes the scriptures and moves them around the house all the time. But anyway, we used to have that one. It would say, I shall not be moved in the bathroom. And we kind of figured that wasn't so inspiring. So we replaced it with let go and let God. Thought that'd be better. I even have one over my saw table in the basement. It says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. But I actually thought of one. This is the one I want to do. The rest of my family will not agree with me. But, you know, I was reading in Psalms the other day, Psalm 119, there's a verse that says, I am small and despised. I thought I'd put it over my dog's bed. But I was thinking tonight, probably one of the worst ones for your couples to have in your bedroom is, "That which thou doest, do quickly." So, anyway, okay, what? You can find these in my new book, Inappropriate Scriptures for Your Home. Verse 10, okay? Better get back to God's word here. And it says in verse 10, "And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." If you turn, please, to Exodus chapter 33. Just go back a little bit. So God told them to surround themselves with things that remind them of him. And he says, when you sit down and when you rise up and when you're lying down, when you turn around, whatever you do, think of me. It must be that we have a tendency to forget. You know, in the Old Testament, God's presence with the believers was not guaranteed. It's a little different for us today. Like, look at this one in Exodus. Exodus 33. Moses wasn't messing around. He had a very honest relationship with God. And in chapter 33, look at verse 12. God told him to go and get his people out of Egypt, okay? That was the task. How would you like that task? You know, someone tells you to lead a song and you have trouble. But here, he's got to get 2.5 million Jews and, well, never mind. Let's go here. Exodus 33, okay? Verse 12. Moses said unto the Lord, "See, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou... Thou wilt send me, yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." That's what God said to him. "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." In verse 14, he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said to him, and I just love this response from Moses, "If thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence. We are not going if you're not with us, God." See, now what about in our lives? God is in us, isn't he? Do you remember the one in Colossians 1:27? Anyone want to quote it for us? Colossians 1:27. Is that, who's that, Lance? You want to quote it for us, Lance? Thank you, sir. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Steve did that beautiful rendition from the Power for Abundant Living class when Dr. Werwell used to say that. And I remember I would get so excited every time he did, because we need the reminder. God knows we need to be reminded. And so he tells us some things to do. Oh, by the way, this teaching is on practice the presence of God. I get in trouble at my fellowship. I start praying without warning everyone, and they all look at me weird. Okay, go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs, please, chapter 3. But do you see, God is not going to impose himself on us. It's up to us to recognize him. Proverbs chapter 3. We have to acknowledge his presence in our lives. He's there. He tells us constantly in the scriptures that he's with us. And in the manifestations, mercy sakes alive, tonight, the manifestations. You know, is God with us? Does he care about us? Does he want us to know that? I really don't have to read a lot of scriptures to show that. He told us. So, chapter 3, everyone knows these verses, I think. Verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." And the next words, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I don't know about you, but I got a couple ways where I don't acknowledge him. You know, I kind of figure, got it covered, God. I got this one covered. Yep, I got it covered. And man, oh man, do I screw up every time I do that. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. It's so stupid not to go to him. You know, it's a very small thing, but this morning, when I came in and I was going to lead the fellowship this morning, I wanted to say something at the beginning, and I didn't know what it was. There was something missing in what I was going to do. I don't know. This is just the way I am. But I'm walking in, and I was over back there, and I forget who told me, but I just prayed to God, said, God, tell me what to do to start this fellowship this morning when I walked into the room. And as soon as I came in, somebody said, do you know it's Donnie's birthday? And normally I would just go, oh, that's nice, you know. But I thought, that's it. I just prayed to God. I said, God, I just want to know what to do. And I don't know, maybe it blessed you, maybe it did. I'm sure it blessed you. But that was for me. God did that for me. He's with me, but I had to acknowledge him. That's what he tells us to do. This piece of the renewed mind is awesome. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we tattoo ourselves with scriptures. We put them on the walls. We have bumper stickers. We don't do that as much anymore, do we? The bumper stickers. But anyway, all these different things that we do help us to remember God and his presence. God always told him that he was with him, and Moses must have recognized it. You know, I think sometimes of that record where Moses goes to Pharaoh. I think of that Verizon Wireless commercial, that here he is, Moses is going into Pharaoh, and, you know, Pharaoh looks at him, you know, who the hell are you? And Moses comes in, and Moses says to him, you know, I want you to let my people go. And the Pharaoh looks at him, and he goes, you're in a dead zone, dude. So what does Moses do? He looks behind him, and there they are, the heavenly host of telephone technicians, all right there behind him. The helicopter's going. You've seen the commercial, haven't you? You know, you get your new cell phone, and then there's this whole host of people there. That's what I think of sometimes. He didn't go there alone. It looked like just him, but he had the heavenly host of telephone technicians right there behind him. It just to re- and they were with him. God is with us wherever we go. We're not alone. We're never alone. We sometimes think that we're alone. Those are the times we need to acknowledge him. When you go to work, who goes with you? God. God's there with you when you go to work. So somebody yells at you. Think about what it would be like if you had God physically next to you with everything that you did. So you walk into work or school or wherever you go, the grocery store, and you walk in and somebody yells at you, you no good for nothing, whatever, and you just look, you want to take that one? Or you're trying to figure out the problem. You know, here you are, you've got your spreadsheet or your physics problem or whatever, and it's just not working, and could you give me a little help here? Because God is right there with us. He's always with us, and he tells us he wants to help us. Well, it's up to us to acknowledge him. Turn to John, please, chapter 14. It could be the heavenly hosted telephone technicians that you think of in your mind. We all have different weird ways of thinking. But whatever it is, for us to recognize that God is in us. John chapter 14. Verse 15. Here Jesus Christ is talking, and he's talking about how beautifully, by the way, he prepared these people for the coming of Pentecost. And look at these verses. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray. And by the way, Jesus is the only one that could say that, all right? You know, for us to say that's a little stupid. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." I think that God has given us the greatest possible option for remembering his presence in speaking in tongues. When we speak in tongues, and it's something that we can do anytime, God is showing us his presence. I'd like for those of you that know how to speak in tongues, just to silently speak in tongues right now, okay? Done? Okay. Anybody get hurt? No, it wasn't that hard, was it? Now, did anybody try and it didn't happen? Did that happen here? No, it didn't. But do you realize what you just did by speaking in tongues? I know, you just did it, right? And every single time that you want to speak in tongues, what happens? You speak in tongues. I've got to tell you, when I first learned to speak in tongues, I had some trouble because I made it too difficult. And I'm there and I'm thinking I need God to push me off the cliff. And so there I was, and these people told me I could speak in tongues, and I said, okay, I guess I can, you know. And so I went there and I just went like this, and I'm waiting for God to do something. Maybe it happened to you the same way, I don't know. Some of you probably just woke up and spoke in tongues or something. But for me, it wasn't that easy. And I made it too hard. And then I started thinking, you know what? The other manifestations of the Spirit work the same way. God is right there all the time. And I'm telling you, whether I sin, whether I feel righteous, whether I feel like pond scum, I can speak in tongues and God gives me those words. Every single time, God gives me those words to speak. Now, if that's not the presence of God with us, that's what we need to do to practice the presence of God. And if you don't speak in tongues, there's a whole lot of people here that can help you tonight. But I got to tell you, there it is, a fantastic key for us to practice God's presence. And then when we do it, let's think about, oh, it's not just God standing here right next to me. He's in me. It's God in Christ in me. That's God. Oh, and by the way, speaking in tongues is impossible to do. I have a good experiment for you. Go out to an unbeliever somewhere, some of you don't know, or maybe somebody you know, and ask them to speak in tongues. You know what you're going to get. I don't know if you ever tried it. I was dumb when I was younger. I'm still dumb, but I am older now. And I asked somebody to do it, and they're like, okay, you know. And of course, I was stupid enough to do it for them, in front of them. You know, I said, well, it's easy. You just go in. And then they tried to do this bleepy bloopy stuff, you know. And the best you can get really is like Ozzy Osbourne, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's as far as you're ever going to get with an unbeliever. It's impossible. You have to have God's Spirit, God's presence with you to speak in tongues. It's an impossible thing to do. And every time we do it, we're doing something supernatural. So why is it so big a stretch for us when it comes to the other manifestations of the Spirit, if we can do it when we speak in tongues? I don't know, I guess. To me, it's just one of the most exciting things we can ever do to practice the presence of God. Can we go to Philippians, please? Philippians chapter 2. You know, the Spirit of God is not some little package inside of you in the shape of a cross somewhere between your lungs and north of your stomach or something. You know, I mean, we hear of Christ in us, and I don't know about when I first heard that phrase, I'm thinking it's in there somewhere, you know, that God in Christ in me, and I don't know, maybe it's around here somewhere, but it's God in Christ in you. Somebody said it today, it's God in Christ in all of you. So that presence of God with us, if God wants to tell us something, he can tell us that thing right there, right then. That's God working in us. That's an awesome thing to recognize. So just as you see me here physically, what you don't see here is a spiritual man. And that spiritual man is just as much a part of me as this physical man that's in front of you tonight. And that spiritual man that's inside of me can give me information just as easily as my mind, and quite frankly, easier than my mind can think it up. I forget people's names sometimes. God doesn't have that problem. So, well, anyway, I told you Philippians, right? Chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh my gosh. I remember I was listening to a tape recently. Dr. Werwell was teaching, and he said, you know, kids, it took me years to believe that verse. He just couldn't believe that God says that he works within us. And you know, if you come from a very religious background, it's a foreign thought. But it wasn't our idea, was it? God put this in his word. It's God who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. When you walk into a room, who walks into that room with you? God does. You know, when you pray to God, how long do you think it takes for you to get the message to God? Or for him to get the answer back to you? Is it, hold please, you know, and then it goes through the band of angels, you know, hold please, call for God, hold please, you know, God will get, and then, you know, the answer comes back. A message from God, and then it gets to you. He's in you! God in Christ in you. How close is that? It is closer than your next breath. That's how close God is with us. For us to practice the presence, it's not that difficult. He is right here with us. It's easier for me to go to God than to figure out a math problem. Ephesians chapter 3. You know, when you walked into this room tonight, did you leave any part of your body out there? You know, everyone has all their parts. Even Taylor, right? Everyone has all of their parts in here tonight, right? He got a few extra pieces there, I guess. But do you see? Wow. Something crawling on me. It's not part of me. I'm practicing the presence. God is with us everywhere we go. It's as much as the rest of us. And if we realize that, it's fantastic. Because if God wants to get a message to us, how much work does that take for him? And if we want to go to God, how hard is that? It's easier than saying, can you help me with this? Because he's right here inside us. Ephesians 3, verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You know, it's this inner man and him in us that we're strengthened with. It says, this is what the word of God says, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. He is in us, people. You know, when you walk into the room, by the way, that God could tell you stuff. Here's another suggestion. Here's my other suggestion for practicing the presence of God. Every time you walk into a room, ask God, is there anything here I should know? If tonight I walked into that room and I asked God that, you know what he might tell me? He might say, give Gustavo a hug. That wouldn't be a normal thought but God could give me that thought, right? And then I do that, what happens? What God wanted to happen is what happens. We figure all these things out, but my gosh, it's a walk. It's a walk of us with our Heavenly Father. And you know what? He's got better ideas than we do. You probably figured that out with me, huh? So, God is just as close to us. Psalm 23. He said for us to acknowledge him. And that's what we do. We acknowledge him. Now, this takes a little time. This takes a little work. You know, I've been doing it for 30-something years, and I still have places in my life that I just don't acknowledge him. But my gosh, I think we can help each other with this too. But we put scriptures in our houses, we tattoo ourselves, whatever it takes for us to get God's word in our minds, it's worth it for us to do, for us to practice the presence of God. Psalm 23. Look at verse 4, please. By the way, I think if you have the love to go to God that God's going to be there for you. If you're walking and you see a believer have a need, and you just take the time to go to God, don't you think that God's then going to be primed to give you an answer if you need it? And that's our God. He told us in manifestations tonight several times that he'll do that, that he's with us, that his presence is with us. Oh, well, I told you to read this verse. 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, this is part of that fantastic psalm, isn't it? Psalm 23, that talks all about the presence of God and his redemptive nature. And here it says here, go through, and what a fantastic phrase, even as just a part of literature, isn't this gorgeous? I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. There's a hallway in the building that I work that goes to my office, and I call it the valley of the shadow of death. Because sometimes I really don't want to go to work, and I know what's going to face me there. But I just think of this scripture, it helps me as I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, that God is with me, that his comfort is with me, that his presence is with me. And that first thing that's going to blare at me that morning, whatever crisis is happening, that I should think to take the time to say, well, what are we going to do about this, God? You know, you want to take this one? Let's go to Psalm 32, please. Psalm 32. Oh, this is fantastic. Psalm 32, verse 7. Okay, not only do we have the presence of God, but God is a protection for us. We better read the verse. 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm frustrated, I just want to get alone. And I just want, and frankly, what I do is I go to the bathroom. At work, when I'm at work and I'm frustrated, I go to the bathroom, and that's when God and I talk. You know, there's probably more spiritual places to do it, but that's where I can get alone and nobody can find, or they won't find me, you know, in there. So I do, and then I just, God and I talk. And that's when I finally get it together again and go, okay, let's go. Let's go and do this. Well, it says here that he's our hiding place. Verse 7. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Compass me about with, that's like everywhere I turn. You know, I get weird mind pictures sometimes. I think of those cartoons, you know, when somebody gets hit in the head, they have the little birds that fly around them, you know, or whatever. But I think of that. That's what this, the songs of deliverance. He compassed them everywhere I turn. Songs of deliverance. What a fantastic mind picture for us. That's God's presence. How come it can be like that? Because God is in Christ and Christ is in us. And everywhere we turn, that spiritual man is right there. See, we just got to get these pictures in our minds, these scriptures, these things that help us to recognize God. And when we are walking with God, that's the state that God wants us to be in this world. God wants us to be in the state that we're acknowledging him. Then what will happen? We will accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. Well, I thought here we'd just read a few verses, if you don't mind, just some that I thought would bless us on God's presence. Well, I guess we have read a few verses, haven't we? Psalm 139. Boy, this one is sure great. Have I said that about every verse? I have a tendency of doing that. Psalm 139. Are you speaking in tongues? God, right there, presence in you. 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Now this is David, as best we know, right? In the Old Testament. And look at the heart of this man. But let's also look at the things he's saying, because it's true of God, our Heavenly Father. Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compasseth my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Well, that's kind of here the psalmist saying, you know, God, you're with me. Here you are, you and me, wherever I go. I can't get away from you, you know. Verse 4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Isn't it just unbelievable, the scriptures? Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. Fantastic words. And thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, well, then what happens? Even the night shall be light around me. And verse 12, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. See, we see physically in this world. We touch, we feel. It's all physical stuff. And we're used to that because that came from birth, didn't it? But then when we got Holy Spirit, we have to reacquaint ourselves with our spiritual senses. And therefore, we can go to God, and just like I can see with my physical senses or touch with my physical senses, I can do the same with my spiritual senses. And God can show me things that I need to know, and you too. That's God working in us. And the fact is, guys, we don't have to go to Him and beg Him to do that. He begs us to go to Him and to acknowledge Him. That's the God we have. 1 Chronicles 16. There's sure a lot of these. 1 Chronicles 16. And verse 27. Now, this is talking about the God who is in Christ in us. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27. Glory and honor are in thy presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. This is the presence of God. But where is God? He's in us. See, I know we think sometimes of God as in the heavens somewhere, and yes, he does inhabit the heavens. You know, I love that scripture that says the earth is his footstool. Such a cool expression showing us how big God is. But in terms of his presence, he's in us. He is in us. I can't go anywhere, and God is not there. Anywhere I go. It says glory and honor. So where I go and God goes, glory and honor. They're all around him, so they're all around me too, and they're all around you. Psalm 46. A very important part of the renewed mind for us to walk on these scriptures that God has given us is to recognize his presence. And you know what? It's just fantastic. We're just going over a couple tonight, but he gives us ways to do it. God gives us clues. He didn't leave us clueless and say, try to find me. You know, what kind of a loving God is that? You know, try to find me. You just try to find me. I'm over here. No, God is begging us to realize he's in us all the time. Psalm 46. Who doesn't love this verse? Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This people is a great verse to have at your desk at work, to have at your workplace, and whatever you do. This is a good verse. A very present help in trouble. Because I don't know about you, but I seem to get in trouble all the time. And I need to know, there is God with me. And I need to get to the place that rather than going to my own ways, that I acknowledge him. And I say, hey, you want to take this one? Well, the last verse I want to read is in Psalm 16, please. Bless your hearts. Psalm 16, verse Psalm 16. Another one of my favorites. It's fun when you do a teaching, you can pick all your favorite scriptures. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the paths of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thou wilt show me the paths of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And here's something else I think that can really help us. In his presence is fullness of joy. This is what the scriptures say. So when I'm having a bad day, I can think this scripture, in thy presence. Where is his presence? With me. It's with you everywhere you go. Every time you walk into a room, God walks in there with you. And in his presence is joy. So if I'm not having joy, and in his presence is joy, I've got to start lining my thoughts up with what God says spiritually I have, and that's joy. It says, in his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So let's practice the presence of God, okay? Father, thank you. I'm going to pray, okay? Father, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for your presence with us. Thank you for not leaving us clueless, not leaving us comfortless, not leaving us alone, but Father, that you're with us every step of the way in our down going and our uprising and our sleeping and our walking. And Father, thank you so much for your mercy that we know we were never worthy of what you had to offer us, but in Jesus Christ, you've given us your presence. Father, I'm just so very thankful also for the fantastic privilege to share your word tonight. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.